769 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Guibert and others. It's my turn now. He was in a state of excitement. Ebenezer Prescott, I am an officer of the court. Ridgely was intoxicated at the time. I saw Mr. Sumner and others talking to him a short time after, and not thinking it proper that he should be questioned in his then state, I went and told Mr. Dunlap. Henry Homer, Ridgely was one half or two-thirds drunk. I saw many people around him, among others Mr. Child, who was listening and speaking to him. I heard one of the bystanders say to Mr. Child, "It won't do you any good, for he is pointing to the prisoners." Ridgely did not point to the mutineers. James Benjamin recalled. Ridgely did point at first to the prisoners, but afterwards at the mutineers. Someone standing by corrected him, telling him that he was mistaken. The prisoners had gone out. I am certain the prisoners had gone out at this time. I went away with the impression that Ridgely was a witness against the mutineers. Daniel F. Hale. I was a passenger in the year 1831 on board the American ship Minerva, from New York to New Orleans. The Minerva ran aground on the Bahama Bank and would, in all probability, have been lost with all her crew and passengers, but for the exertions of Bernardo de Soto, the captain of a Spanish brig, which providentially hove in sight. He took them on board and carried them safely into Havana. They were 72 in all. They could not possibly have been saved had they not been assisted by de Soto, as the Minerva had a cargo of lime, which would have taken fire on coming in contact with the water, and the vessel had already sprung a leak. An American ship, the Chariot, after having ascertained their situation, continued their voyage without attempting to succor them. On her arrival, she reported a vessel on the Bahama Bank. De Soto treated them very kindly while on board his brig. Samuel Sanford, I have examined the invoice of the cargo with which the Panda sailed from Havana and value it at $10,000. Mr. Child produced a Lloyd's list of 12th August 1832, which stated that a piratical schooner, having on board 30 men, had been seen in late. 30 long. 22. Mr. Hilliard for the prisoners. Mr. Hilliard, gentlemen of the jury, you are called upon today to exercise your vocation in a case of the most peculiar nature. A case, a parallel to which we should seek for in vain in the criminal annals of this, and I almost said, in those of any other state or country. It is a serious thing, gentlemen, to sit in judgment for life or death upon a single individual. The performance of such a duty requires the utmost care and consideration.